For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.
Pull up a chair, guys, because it's that time.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, they're heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
He has that many that there's a backlog, there's an archive, Fief, of Fev stories.
There is. Let's enjoy. We haven't had one for a while, Fev. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, we haven't, Boxy. And it'd be disappointing. The bed was... not Dave.
That's Leon, yeah. And Leon is our champion, and Leon is here for us, and you need to support him.
Yeah, I support him all the way. I back my brother.
Okay, there he goes.
Big yah-yah boy. And but I just like that. I just like Dave's one better. That's okay. Cool. Hey, we can all have an opinion. We're in the job of having an opinion.
Let's get on with the story.
Just because we're really late, I want to try and make us later.
45-second chat about your jingle. Time for the story.
So, guys, I don't know what we were talking about on the couch this morning, but I brought up this story, and I thought, oh, my God. So I was out one night, and I was at Seven nightclub.
Seven?
It's just right here somewhere, just there.
Is
across
it?
That road.
South
around?
Melbourne. You're pointing
South
out
Melbourne.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's just... No, but I'm talking to Boxy.
Yeah, and not others.
Anyway, it's just there, and it's a nice establishment. And I'd had a few, and I was with Schnooksy. And a couple of the boys. I think it might have been after a grand final footy show or something.
What year, like roughly? Roughly.
Oh, it would have been early 2006s, around that time. So I'm at the bar, and I'm drinking with this group of guys, and they're all dressed up, and I'm like, they're really friendly, and I'm like, these guys are great, and having a chat, and we're having shots of like...
They're dressed up like costumes.
Yeah, they're all dressed up, like costume dressed
up. Not dressed
up
like tuxedos.
I'm just saying dressed up, but then I'll get to the dressed up bit.
Okay, yep.
So we're having Jager bombs, smashing it, and we're about an hour in, and I go, guys, what are you all dressed up for? Is it like a costume party or something? Like, you're all dressed up as cowboys and Indians. I don't know what's going on. Where was the party beforehand? And they go, oh, no, this is we've been performing. This is our uniform that we wear. And I'm like, oh, cool. What do you perform? They said, oh, we're the village people. Yeah. How embarrassing. They're like really famous. I had no idea.
The actual village people.
Amazing.
We're at Seven. And I said they were at a costume party. And they said, no. And they did have the American accents and that. And I just thought
You wouldn't.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I mean, if you'd seen that big, headdress, it's so identifiable.
I just wondered why they were so friendly and they were buying me drinks.
Oh,
yeah,
there's that as well.
Stuff. It was very funny. Alex is like, you're an idiot.
I'm not surprised they keep their gear on, though. You know how a lot of performers then take their gear off to go and be
anonymous? They had it on.
No, they need to have the
101.9 The Fox.
All morning we've been saying there's a black market, and now the black market in question is the Coles Mini Collectibles.
Ooh, wow.
No, what's happened is, now this is one woman, mind you, and I want to be careful here because I think there are, you know, Coles staff members that are above board and just doing, you know what, they're working for a living.
Yeah.
But this was in New South Wales.
Yeah, exactly.
Dodgy
New South Wales. Would never happen in Victoria. Anyway,
Sydney
woman, New South Wales woman believes she overheard. I mean, don't you love, this is like Mrs. Mangle. I heard two staff members bragging about how they took all the mini collectibles and now they're selling them all online. So they've taken them because they're staff members, they get access to them. So
it's a hot product though, aren't they?
And then they go online and sell them.
Everyone wants these.
No wonder when you buy, I think it's $30 you have to spend to get one. No wonder when you buy them, you get the same repeats.
But that's the thing.
They're stealing them.
What I don't understand is they come in the sealed bags. So I don't believe this gossipy woman who believes she overheard someone. Oh. They come in sealed bags. You have no idea which one's in them.
Oh, can you reseal? No.
No,
I've never got any. I've never had any.
I know. I don't understand. So, I mean, look, we're talking about the black market. I need an orange juice, a Dettol hand wash, and a chicken noodle soup. Just
are
those
you actually,
three.
Has this become buy, swap, and sell?
Honestly, if I get another bunch of bananas, I will lose my mind.
So bananas.
What do you need?
I've got so many. I've got Nutella up to my eyeballs.
Right. Put it out there again, 13 10 60. If you've got what FIFA's looking for, I don't think this is using the show inappropriately.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want that.
Oh, no. Why don't you do it. You're rich.
No, I don't want it. No. What about just other people? Okay. Firstly, are you part of the black market? Is there something you're so desperately in need of that maybe we could look for it on the radio? If there's some, if we can put you together with what you need.
So this could not involve Coles minifigures at all?
No, definitely. It's just, no, it's Coles minifigures.
Just Coles minifigures. Great.
Say anything.
Well, Fev mentioned kidneys before. I wasn't sure.
No, mate, we're definitely not doing that.
You could buy anything on the black market.
No, it's a black market, guys. Ooh. Let's jump in. Let's get involved in it.
So there's a Coles Little Collectibles. 131060 is our number.
Meltdown.
Phones have gone off.
Or have you got anything on the black market?
No, just the Coles stuff.
1019 The Fox.
Coles Mini Collectibles. It's now become black market time. Ooh. There are people selling them. There's a little black market happening.
Do we know what they go for? Have we got any idea?
I don't know.
What do you need?
I need an orange juice, a hand detol sanitizer, and I need the chicken noodle soup.
What do they go for?
Well, I haven't looked. Like, I'm just assuming I'll either get them or Swapsies. I'll meet someone who's got one. I don't want to have to pay for one. Like, that sort of doesn't seem like it's in the spirit of it. Mm. We've got Ella in Pakenham. Hey, Ella.
Hello.
Ella, how old are you?
10.
Oh, well done. And are you off to school this morning?
Yeah.
Cool. Are you collecting little collectibles?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to take them to school? Has it been banned yet from people swapping them at school?
No.
She's all over.
Is it
in school?
Still nuts, Ella? Because there'd be people saying, "Gosh, this has been going on for a long time now." We've talked about them a little bit. Is it still? Are they hot at school, Ella?
Not really.
Oh gosh, it's turned. Okay. The tide's turning. Ella, what do you need?
I just need the collector's case.
See, a lot of people. I've got my little nieces. They need that too. They've got everything, but no collector's case.
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
Same.
So have you got one for Ella or no, you don't have one?
Well, Ella, I've got mine and it's actually broken. The Velcro's broken off it. Let's try and get you a better one than mine.
Yeah, we'll try and get you some, Ella, and we'll get back to you. How's that sound?
Good.
All right, we'll get back to you.
Leon, can we get access to them? How do we get those cases?
I don't know. He doesn't work at Coles.
We'll hit up Coles.
Do you know anything, Leon?
It's very similar.
I'll try.
Very similar. These collectibles, it's very similar to, you know, Monopoly at McDonald's.
No.
You know, so
well, it's
you,
a hot game.
Yeah,
you obviously don't
games.
I know Monopoly.
Yeah, the board game.
I don't know Monopoly McDonald's.
Every time you go to McDonald's, you get on your large drink, you get a sticker and you rip it off and it's...
Is this current?
I think...
It comes back. It's limited time.
Again, but they can get a... So if you get a full set,
yeah,
you win. You can go into the draw to win those things. Right. And it's like Mayfair and, you know, it's very hard
to get.
But
you actually win Mayfair.
No, you win a car. Like, it's got like a...
Oh,
have you never seen this?
Never
before?
Done this.
So, like, sometimes
it's really mainstream.
Yeah, like you rip it off.
Where do you live?
Get like a free.
What do you rip it off?
Like a free fries, or
off
you get
the drink.
Off the drink. Oh my god! How do you not know? You know about Coles Minis, but not Monopoly McDonald's.
No.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I've got my hands full with the Minis at the moment. And the funniest thing is, even my dad. Every time my dad, we see him on the weekend, and he has all the collectibles. And he made a point to my stepmum. He said, "Have you noticed that Fifi's more into this than Trixie? Trixie couldn't care less. I'm more into collectibles than she is.
I'm on Jenny Craig, and I know Monopoly's on a McDonald's."
Joanne in Frankston. Hi, Joanne.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Joanne. Joanne, are Coles Minis taking over your life?
They've been for a little while, yeah. We've got them all now, but yes, using social media, posting up that people are posting up that people were trying to sell them for $10 and $5.
Really?
Yeah, which is, I think, terrible.
Yeah, it's bad. Not the spirit of it, is it?
No, and posting up just people posting up what they've got left and then picking them up out of people's letterboxes that I have no idea who these people are.
So do you have any left, Jo?
I only have one left because I did give all mine away to other people.
Well, yeah, you actually gave away your whole set.
No. We've got everything. And you can, in the bag, you can feel what they are. So you can tell.
You can feel it.
Oh. See, that's
shape.
Next level.
Feel you know what they are.
Have you got any dishwashing detergent or left?
No, I've only got nappies.
Thank you,
I need
Joanne.
Some nappies. I've got a baby coming.
Yeah.
Another little one, Fief. You're swapping your Coles minifigs with lots of kids this morning.
Sierra in Coburg. Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
How old are you, Sierra?
7.
Cute.
So cute.
And what did you want to say?
I wanted to say I have all of those free for you, and I'm happy to give them to you for free because I've got two full sets, one for me, one for my brother, and I try to give them to everyone at school, but they don't have them.
Oh, Siri, they don't want them, I mean. So beautiful.
That is the cutest thing.
So
and you're going to take three off a seven-year-old.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Sierra, that
what
is
can
the
we
most
give Sierra?
Beautiful thing.
They're for free.
What, yeah, they're for free.
Oh, you're
She'd
so
like to give them to Fifi. It's actually, she would actually like if you took them. That would
I
be nice.
I love that, Sierra.
Who's coming out in a concert that the kids would like? Come
Leon.
On, Leon.
Can you stop looking at Leon expecting him to just give stuff away all the time?
Bottomless brunch, maybe? I don't know.
Is Taylor Swift coming out?
I could... Hey, Fifi.
No.
Hey, Fifi.
Yes, Sierra.
I could pay for them and give them to you.
Aww.
Oh,
this is
Sierra,
so beautiful.
You are just breaking my heart, Sierra. Don't you worry. You
I mean, I didn't pay for them.
Mum and Dad did.
But thank you.
Yes. Beautiful, we'll look, Sierra.
We'll
you
look
stay
after
on the
that.
Line there and we'll have Leon have a chat
hey,
with you.
I reckon we get Sierra to come into the studio and give them to you.
Oh,
can
that's
we do that?
Gorgeous.
That'd be really cute. We could definitely do that if Sierra.
Do you want to come in, Sierra?
Permission.
Okay.
All right, you can come in.
Oh, you're so sweet.
And we'll give them to Fifi.
If Mum and Dad want to come in,
yeah,
like it can be a hassle first thing in the morning to get through peak hour traffic.
We'll put you on hold and your Mum and Dad can talk to Leon, our producer.
We might have some prizes for him, Byron, won't we?
And Feb will find some great prizes. Okay.
Why don't you like giving things away, Byron?
Because
you're retired.
We don't have access to
it.
I mean, where from?
Just say it.
Remember when Feb nearly gave away Taylor Swift tickets we don't have?
101.9 The Fox.
Wow, how was the weekend, particularly up at Mount Buller? It was a beautiful. The snow is still cold, -1 up there, great conditions, and just I can't rave enough about Mount Buller. And I know, and I met lots of listeners up there who won tickets that we were giving away.
Right.
And a big shout out to them, having the time of their lives. And it's funny, it's fair, because I, as a kid, never went to the snow, and I would have loved to. So when we went up, remember last month, and we took Trix, and Lenny and Lulu and Trix had a lesson together. And
she's progressed.
She has, hasn't she? Yeah, but this is the funny thing, right? Trixie is better at skiing than me, and I learned about 15 years ago. So she's already better than I am. Now, the one thing about a parent having a five-year-old is that I've got to carry her gear.
Oh, yes.
So I carry all her gear out to the slopes. She's just nailed it. She's gone down the hill. Yep, well done. She's done it another time. Then she's gone, Mummy, I want to go tobogganing. Oh, this is the skiing bit. And then Mummy will lug your skis all the way back. Then I'll get the toboggan, lug it all the way to the tobogganing. Mummy, really want to go tobogganing? Okay. So
that, tobogganing's fun,
yeah,
though.
But the palaver and getting the skis off, all the stuff, do you know what I mean, that you've got to do when you're looking after your kid?
The what?
The palaver.
I'm not sure if Ev's heard the term palaver.
No, never.
You don't hear around like you don't hear it around like the dressing sheds of footy clubs.
Anyway, so then,
Cripper's not talking about
the palaver of going out and playing footy. Is that the right context?
Yeah, what
push on.
5-year-olds don't get. So then we go to tobogganing, and then love. Oh, the tobogganing there is amazing. Like
yeah, we
so
did
much
it nude.
Fun. I know you two did it nude. It's the best.
It's great fun.
So we've gone down about 5 times, having the time of our lives. Mummy, I want to go skiing again. Whoa, sweetheart, sweetheart. Do you understand the hill I've got to climb up for you to get your skis back on again? Anyway, hence why I'm wearing the heat bag on my shoulder today. A lot of lugging Trixie stuff around.
Oh.
Gee, you don't want your kids to grow up, but I'd like her to carry her own stuff.
Yeah, but she's young.
I know, she's a baby.
You're at the snow.
Exactly, and that's the thing. You do anything for your kids.
You should have just brought the nanny.
They
could have done it for you.
Well, no, I'm not that kind of mum.
Well, that sounds like a great weekend, Boxy. And I did very much enjoy your Instagram post, especially the one where you Instagrammed like us three on the billboard.
Oh, like
that?
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, there is spirit.
Tagged you guys.
Yeah. It's the only, well, I won't go there. It's the only one you can see her with us on air.
Just push on.
We'll push on. It's a touchy subject. Hey, I had a great weekend, Boxy. Byron. We went to my daughter's, because I flew back early from Perth to attend my daughter's soccer presentation.
Yeah.
Which is great because they're under nines and these kids all went to kinder together. So they don't necessarily go to all the same school.
Yeah, cute.
And they all went to kinder and they've all played together for soccer. And they get up and they get their medals and we have a big barbecue and, you know, the kids play and there was pony rides. They play a father-daughter and mum's game.
Yeah.
Anyway, they get their medals and Tom, who's a great coach, the coach of the, he's an English guy, coach of the soccer side, said, "Now, Lulu, you're a great player, you're this, you know, you're one of the strikers and can't wait to see you play next year."
She's eight, isn't she? About
she's eight,
eight.
Yep. Yeah. You know, come back next year. We can't wait for the team to stick together because they go up another level. They go up to get under 10s. Nah, Lulu's retired. She said, I'm done.
Say that?
Yeah, I'm finished. Retired. She's retired at 8. She's hung up her soccer boots, hung up the cleats, because she's playing football.
Right.
Yes, finally. I've finally got her into football. And Tom goes, I said, no, footy. No, she's dumb because they play on the same day. And then Lulu, as we're leaving, was like, oh, Dad, you know, they're all my friends. I think I might stay playing soccer. No, get done, honey. We're going to footy.
It might be a comeback.
No, we're playing footy.
I mean, you've retired a couple of times and come back.
Yeah, John Farnham.
101.9 The Fox.
Footy finals, ooh. Fever.
Never been more popular than footy.
And no one knows it better than the man sitting next to me, Brendan Favola. You get this this footy final fever thing, don't you?
Yes, I've played many a final boxy back in the day, and now we've got Daniel Rioli, who's lives at our house, and they're into a prelim, so it's very exciting.
I mean, they've won. Let's be honest.
No, mate.
You think?
It's never over till it's
now,
over.
Now, what is interesting, and I say this as a Western Bulldog supporter.
That was the fat man singing. Sorry.
I say this as a Western Bulldog supporter who 2 years ago experienced this incredible, the fervour, the passion, the excitement that takes over as your team gets closer.
Builds.
I understand why lots of Melbourne fans right now have begun booking their flights to WA. Before Melbourne are even in the prelim.
Sure.
So, this is at this time of year, people start doing crazy things. They start booking flights, hotels, accommodation, and already those flights and accom are obviously a peak. But they do it because, and I get it, a
fear
Melbourne
of
fan
FOMO.
Right now would be, yeah, fear of leave it too late, flights are booked out, there's no accom. Mm-hmm. And 131060, can we ask, is anyone right now booking flights or accom? Or have they in the past done this and then, team didn't make it?
Yeah, because what happens then? You're just on a holiday.
Well, you could probably book a flexi, so you could probably just cancel it. Otherwise, you just go for a holiday and hope like hell the team that beat you last week gets beat over in Perth.
Oh, wow.
I love the passion and love of your football team that you don't care. You go, yeah, I'm going to drop a grand on this and it's crazy, but if my team get in – and I miss that flight to Sydney or I can't get there for that
But
that
people
final.
Are so passionate, Boxy, aren't they?
I know, I love it. How much have you spent? What lengths have you been to? Did you jump the gun and your team didn't even get there?
Oh, yeah, I like those.
Yeah, I brought finals tickets at the start of the year and Carlton, we finished last.
So give us a call. Just jump the gun a bit there, Feb.
101.9 The Fox.
Little trivia fact. DJ Khalid was on an episode of Blake and the Monster Trucks. Blaze and the Monster Trucks. It's a kid's show.
Thanks for that. So it wasn't
night.
Khalid. It was definitely DJ Khalid.
DJ Khalid.
Just checking. You're cool. They're
definitely.
Two different artists.
Are they?
I'll talk to you after the show about
it. Okay. Now we're talking about footy finals fever. It's gripped Melbourne. It takes over. And that passion, that excitement that your team could be in a grand final can start to do crazy things and you just start buying things and dropping cash. You're booking flights to WA right now if you're a Melbourne supporter. And the truth is Melbourne may not even make it. But I love that people do this. Jump the gun. So we've said, how much have you spent? Did you jump the gun? What did you end up maybe not using in the end? Maybe you tried to, maybe your flights were void and...
Well, I know, Fev, the football teams, actually the merchandise, they have to actually print T-shirts that say that you've won in case
grand
the
final.
Team wins and then they have to chuck them all out.
They just chuck them out. No, they do that in all the NFL,
That's amazing.
The NBA and AFL. They print out, like just say this year, it say it's Richmond versus West Coast. Richmond will have premiers 2018 and they'll have all the merch and West Coast will do exactly the same thing. So if they win, they put it on straight away. You know, they've always got the T-shirts ready to go. And the other team, they just they put them in the tip and burn them.
They should give them away. There are people,
but they weren't premiers.
I know, but imagine how much money they'd be worth. That'd be an...
They'd be worth... Try and find one of the rejects.
They'd be worth nothing.
No, think about
because
it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but they'd be worth something because...
They'd be worth nothing.
Supply and demand. No, I see what Pete's saying, the law of economics.
No. Imagine seeing an idiot down the street going, West Coast Premiers 2018. Like, no. You idiot. It's like people that jump the gun with the tats. People that get the premiership tat. There's a dude for Geelong where they lost the grand final in 2000.
No.
Who'd they lose the grand final to? Hawthorne.
And he did it.
Oh, yeah. When they lost to the Hawks, 2008.
Yeah, he put Premiers... blah, 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 blah,
no.
And they got beat. Seriously.
Katie in Keysborough. Hi, Katie.
Good morning, guys. Just want to say, Feb, my partner's a massive fan of you. He was and still is a Carlton supporter.
Oh, tell him I said hi, Katie.
Poor thing.
Oh, I definitely will.
Bloody legend. Well,
it's been a tough year.
don't worry, Feb. He watches your highlights all the time.
So do I.
So do we all. We don't even want to. It's always on YouTube.
Look, I'm a Melbourne supporter and really excited to the point where 4 hours after they won, I booked flights to Western Australia and accommodation. And the other worst thing is they weren't flexi flights. So if we lose,
I don't get
my money back.
Will you go, Katie, for a holiday?
Oh, look, I'd love to, but I've got two kids under the age of one. So, grandparents were looking after them if we made finals. So, yeah, I was really highly confident that we're going to make it.
And
so,
I was thinking that, Katie, even if, because as Bev said, just...
Hang on.
They could still mind...
They can still mind the kids.
No, they won't.
Only if Melbourne win are they prepared to babysit, Fief. That's conditional.
I love that, Kate. I love what you've done there. And what a wonderful thing to do, to commit to your team so much. But the thing is, you know how you said, Fev, that you could just go ahead with the holiday?
Yeah.
Imagine being on that flight with all the supporters for the team beat you.
No. Hawthorn, all the Hawthorn fans on
all the
plane.
Hawthorn
fans. Yeah, that'd be horrific.
That'd be the piss.
It was like I flew home from Perth on Saturday night on the red eye and there was all the Collingwood supporters on the flight.
Yeah.
And they'd obviously been at the game, so they're full of them. A couple of them were full, had a couple of beers. And literally, I've never seen a pack of people more flat than the Collingwood support. They were moping around with all their jumpers on.
Ooh.
And being a Carlton man, I could not have been happier.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, Fief, am I going to have to play this?
Yeah, do it. Come on.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, everything is tasteless. Can't make fun of braces. Everything's racist.
Too many examples.
That's my favourite jingle.
It's a good one today, too, Feb. I think you'll enjoy this. It's we haven't gone down this path before. Now, this is about Greens MP Adam Bandt. He's their leader at the moment, and he's uploaded a photo to his social media. He's out on the town with his wife.
Yep.
The opening night of Dark Emu. Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a photo of Greens MP Adam Bandt standing next to his wife, and he's written this very simple message: with hot wife at Bangarra opening night of Dark Emu.
Perfect.
Well, exactly.
Celebrating his wife.
Great night.
This is now activists for the sake, activism for the sake of activism. He has been smashed on social media.
What for?
By people, probably from his own supporters, from his party. Here's some of the comments. Putting your wife out there for public consumption. Women in the public eye are sexually objectified enough and you are alienating your progressive support base.
Oh, shut up.
So now you're apparently not allowed to refer to your wife, your girlfriend as hot, sexy.
What? See, here's a post I did on the 28th of August, Boxy, with my beautiful hot wife, ex-wife, soon-to-be fiancé, soon-to-be wife. So sexy of her pregnant belly at Alex Favola makeup. The countdown is on to baby number 4. Hashtag girls, hashtag MILF, hashtag sexy mama.
Well, shame on you, Fev, for finding your wife attractive.
I called her a MILF.
I mean, this is the thing. His wife ended up contributing because he was slammed by all these people saying, don't objectify your wife by calling her hot.
What the hell?
His wife's ended up writing, it's okay, everyone. I'm completely fine with the post. But then they've tried to say that they weren't referring to it as hot as in, you know, sexy. She said it was just a reference to how hot we are for each other.
Oh, don't even explain yourself.
Don't pander to these idiots.
Just say my wife's hot.
Like, hey, I saw this picture.
But here's the thing. I just want to make this clear, and I want to see if we're all on the same page.
Please do, Fief.
I imagine we all like to be sexually attractive to our partners, whether we're in same-sex relationships or, heterosexual relationships,
surely,
whatever. It's okay to call your partner good-looking, hot, sexy.
Yes, mate.
Why would we put on makeup, emphasize our assets, try to look hot or attractive to our partner?
Because
do
you know why, Boxy? Uh-huh. Because people that aren't hot and aren't good looking get upset because people that are good looking and they want to bully them and they want to put them down. But hey, doesn't matter.
Well, I'd like to say my message to Adam Bandt and his wife, who ended up trying to explain it as we've just got the hots for each other, do not pander to this idiocy.
Thank you.
It's okay to find somebody hot.
And I actually said to my wife, because I always put her on there and say how hot she is, So how about put a photo onto me of me and say how hot I am? Well, no, because you're not.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev will join us any minute now. He's just chosen an inopportune time to have a bathroom break. Anyway,
well,
here he comes. Look at him run, the big man.
Are they cut off denim shorts?
He's wearing cut off denim shorts.
Anyway, here he comes.
Here he is, big fella.
Hey, feel a bit lighter, guys.
I bet you do.
Wow.
Now, I.
Well, you brought it up. I was in the toilet.
I wanted to tell this
No, we actually didn't say that.
No, she said she
I said he was in the bathroom.
Okay, I wasn't listening.
I heard it.
Now. This is funny. We've got our executive producer, Leon, who we love on this show, and he's a muso. In fact, if he wasn't doing this job, his probably dream job would be working in the music industry
yep.
with bands and singers. And
he's a DJ, isn't he?
He used to manage a band called Sleeping with Bears.
Hiding with Bears.
What happened to Hiding with Bears? They broke up.
They didn't quite work out.
Yeah. It was his only. He was a band manager, Feb, but it was his only band.
Mm. And he DJed last week at Yaya's.
Fifi's.
He did. You could call it DJing. It was good fun.
You're too busy tuning everyone in there.
He played some CDs. Anyway, Leon, Saturday night you didn't go out, and what happened the one night you didn't go out? Because you suffer serious FOMO.
Massive FOMO. I was going to go to Fifi's bar in Collingwood with my friend Tish, and I decided not to because I had a big night on Friday night. And then I woke up the next morning to text messages of Tish, pictures of Tish with the band Queens of the Stone Age.
Just hanging out with the rock band.
Wow. Feb, that is such a banger. I'm going to play that in my bangers one morning.
Hey, Boxy, I didn't know who the village people were. How am I going to know who these people are?
Okay, I've got one for you then. And we're going to ask this question, 131060, what happened when you went home? Because this goes back many years.
So, like what you missed.
What did you miss? Like what happened? You went home and what happened? What did your friends get up to?
I've got FOMO. I'm first there, last to leave.
Okay, how's this? I'm going to take you back to when I was at school. It was like year 11 or 12.
What were you doing out?
Well, I wasn't. That was the thing. Of course I wasn't out. Yeah, exactly. But my girlfriends were, and I think we'd had like our year 11 formal. Anyway, I'd gone home because I think I had a curfew and I did what my mum said.
At like 7?
And my girlfriend, they would have been 17. Should I tell this story?
18, definitely.
They were definitely 18. They definitely turned 18.
So they were 17.
And they went to Revolver nightclub in Paran. And
dangerous in there.
I can't believe this. And think about this. This is like, you know, roughly year 2000. This would arguably be the biggest band in the world. They were sitting in a booth next to Bono. Lemon! You too! Can you believe that, Pam? My girlfriend, the night I went home.
By the way, Beef really pushed. She wanted. I had all these actually really well known U2 songs.
Yeah, I've never heard
and
that
she said,
song
no,
before.
You must play the Lemon hook,
Lemon.
Byron. That was a very
okay,
minor
play
hit.
Play another U2 hit. There they are.
A much better example. That's why you can't be the music director. But it's an amazing story, Bono.
I went home, Pam. My friends hung out with Bono and you too.
That's flattening.
It is very flattening.
1060.
That thing stinks, man.
So she's got porridge on her shoulder.
He was outside that for that whole rave. He was outside. He could smell it through the door. It makes me.
Thief has a sore. Okay. Please call through with what happened when you went home and what did you miss. But as a secondary thought, Thief has a sore shoulder and she's got this weird oatmeal pack and it's stinking out the studio. It's heated up on your shoulder.
It's a wheat bag.
It's banned.
It stinks.
101.9 The Fox.
Our producer Leon loves going out on a Friday and a Saturday night. Thief, he missed a great opportunity over the weekend.
Well, he's a massive fan of music and he loves bands and he didn't go out on Saturday night and he missed an opportunity to hang out with Queens of the Stone Age. Pretty cool band. I'd even get a bit of I love Queens of the Stone Age.
I'd never heard of that.
You've not heard
morning.
That song?
Never
that
heard of Queen of Stone Age.
That is a cracking song. Anyway, I was just retelling the story about when I was in year 12 or year 11. I can't remember.
I've heard of Queen.
Cool.
Definitely haven't hung out with Queen. My friends, I went home after our year 11 formal and my friends ended up at Revolver in Paran hanging out in a booth next to Bono and
Have
the Edge.
Have you ever been to Revolver?
I've been to Revolver.
You have not!
I have been to Revolver. Lemon!
So that was Thief's favourite U2 song, which was an obscure track from the Uk Chung Baby album, whereas the better example would have been...
It's a beautiful day!
So your friends were hanging out with Bono,
yeah,
and you're just at home.
At home. Anyway, Mia in Lara. Hi, Mia.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Mia. Mia, what happened after you went home?
So a couple of years ago, One Direction was performing in Melbourne, and so a friend and I went to the concert. Then afterwards, she really wanted to head out to crowd. So I went, and just before we went in, I was so tired. I was like, nah, I'm totally bailing. So we both went home, and then in the morning, it turned out that One Direction was actually at that club taking photos of fans.
They stayed at Crown when they were here.
Yeah, but you don't expect them to be at a nightclub taking photos.
They were young. They're going to get out.
Oh.
And it was probably more just a meet and greet. I don't think they were just like hanging with the guys.
No, they were at Club 23. They went out.
No, I think they did. And they were, I don't think they were doing a photo wall. I think they were just accepting
getting photos. Because, you know, you've been in the lift. The lift straight into Club 23.
Oh, that one.
That's a line up.
Special Fev access.
Yeah, that's what they went through.
Oh, wow. That's a good way to get in there.
It's
a great
way to get in. Poor Mia. Rachel in Cranbourne East. Hi, Rach.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Rach, we're good. What happened after you went home?
So it wasn't me. It was hubby that went home. We went to Fiji, this nice resort over there for our honeymoon. And we spent a night in the spa. Hubby decided he was too tired, so he went back to our room. And I went and sat at the bar for a few hours and ended up drinking with Rhys Darby all night.
Oh, I love Rhys Darby.
We've got a scene, a classic Rhys Darby.
We do.
If you're familiar with Flight of the Conchords, Rhys Darby's this guy.
Nice band meeting. Brett.
Yep.
Jermaine?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, well, you're here.
Yeah, well, I'm here, so why do I have to say that I'm here?
Well, it's just I've got it all written down, you know.
Yeah, but I'm just here, so if you can see me here.
It's Murray present. See, even I do it. It's just how we do it.
Rhys is
what
hilarious.
The hell was that?
This is the bit where you're going to ask the question
that
you want.
I don't know who Rhys Darby
is, no. What was just you interviewed him last year? Remember the guy? Remember the guy that came in with a New Zealand accent and you didn't have rapport? I'm going to call it.
No, you
remember
didn't get
the guy
well.
You didn't get along well with?
Yeah,
that guy.
Must have been a real hoot.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny.
Oh, never heard of him.
I've seen every of his stand-up shows. He's brilliant.
Ah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Melanie in Evandale Heights.
Probably a lovely man.
He is a great guy.
Hey, guys.
You've met him.
We'll have to get him back in.
He sat next to you.
Well, he obviously didn't make an impression or was not that funny because I remember
people. Can we please quickly find a grab of Fev talking to Rhys Darby?
Well, let's even if it's the end of the show, we replay the entire interview to remind Fev how funny it was.
Okay. Mel, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Yeah, really
it
well.
It was as funny as that little audio that we just heard. Oh, can't wait.
Mel, what did you miss when you went home?
So I was at Boutique nightclub back in early 2000s, I'm guessing. And I was starting to feel really sick, so I took myself home, only to wake up to text messages on my phone saying, "You've done a great night. We've been sitting drinking with Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake all night."
Just drinking with Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake at Boutique. That's a good night.
That's a flattening when you wake up to that text message.
Oh. I can't even believe that.
Wow, Melanie, thank you for your call.
That is so good.
Boutique's a great place. It used to be. Is it still great, Boutique?
Yeah, it's Sunday nights are no pretty big day.
Are they? Did you?
When was the last time?
I'm waiting for the long weekend.
When was the last time you were at Boutique, Byron?
Maybe six weeks ago.
6 weeks ago?
Not the point. 4 past
over
eight.
50s on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah, all right.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.